Please stay tuned, and at the end of the program, we'll let you know where to send your questions for Dave and Tom to address in a future Contending for the Faith. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we continue our exploration of the doctrine of salvation. Here again are Dave and Tom.
We're continuing with the Gospel of John. We're in chapter 8, and we're going to pick up with verse 46.
Tom, how many chapters are there in this book? I think there's 21.
I have a mathematical mind.
I was
going to say, tell us, Dave.
How long has it taken? Actually, to be accurate, we'd have to count the verses, but how long have we been doing this?
Well,
do you remember?
Based on the fact that last week we covered one verse.
Maybe we'll do better today.
Well, but, now let's be
Tom, I don't want to rush. I don't want to rush through this.
Let's be serious. This is a meal. This is maybe some of our listeners like to move a little quicker. But this is God's Word, and to me, every phrase could be a terrific meal. We could
hunker
down on one verse for a while.
And let's confess, we aren't even beginning to touch the fringe of it.
Yeah.
So,
well.
Okay, I'm sorry, Tom, I interrupted you.
Here we go with verse 46. Which of you convinces me of sin? And actually, that means convicts me of sin. That's okay, too.
Right.
And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me?
In other words, look, guys, you know I'm not a sinner. You know that I must be telling the truth.
Yeah.
So why don't you believe me? Yeah. Well, he's already said, because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. So the problem is the truth is the last thing they want to hear.
Yeah. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Now, Dave, again, we mentioned this before. It's so hard to talk in today's terms, where self-esteem is the big thing, and being tolerant of everything, and so on. So sometimes when we hear truth presented in a straightforward manner, it's a little shocking.
Yeah. Well, he obviously is saying that he's giving them God's words. We could go back to verse 31, if you continue in my word. Now, he's claiming that he's God. They haven't quite got it yet, but they will before this chapter is out, and they'll take up stones to stone him. But he says, you're not of God. If you were of God, you would hear God's words. Tom, that really speaks to my heart. Am I of God? Am I a man of God? What would that mean? That would mean that I know him, I walk with him, I obey him, I seek to do his will, that my passion is to know him better. These are the marks of the men of God down through history. Paul, oh, that I might know him.
As David, a man after God's own heart. And we look at David's life and we say, hey, there's some major, major sins in his life. But he had a heart after God. He repented.
When he was confronted, he repented. Really sincerely repented.
Right. So the criterion isn't that, and this is how we think sometimes. Oh, this man is a man of God, therefore he has to be absolutely holy and without any kind of blemish, character-wise, and so on and so forth.
Well, we should be. That's our aim. Mm-hmm. John, 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 says, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. So that's our aim.
Right.
But then he says, but if anyone sins, then we have an advocate with the Father. But Jesus is the perfect standard. That's what's so amazing. Isaiah 53 says, he came unto his own. These are his people. His own received him not. He's in the world that his hands have made. I think it was Wernher von Braun. I wish I could quote exactly. The rocket scientist that came from Germany and helped us to such a great extent. He was a very devout Christian. And I wish I could put it in the words he had. But he said, how could you imagine that such a thing could happen, that the God who created us, who created this world, when he came to visit us, we would hate him because We're selfish. We don't want to take orders from anyone. We have our own plans. The United Nations is trying to come up with plans. The United States is trying to help Israel and the so-called Palestinians come up with a plan for peace. And all the time in the Bible, God tells us that this is his land, and he has his plans for it. Man doesn't want it. So Jesus comes. He's God. He says, I come forth from God. I'm from above, you're from beneath. Well, he that is of God hears God's words. You don't hear them. What I'm telling you, the truth that you don't want to hear, and the reason is because you're not of God. Why do you hate the truth? Why do you want to follow some lie, some fraud? Because you're not of God.
Mm-hmm. And certainly the Jews, this is verse 48, the Jews being probably the religious leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast the devil? Now, that's about the biggest put down as they could come up with. This
right.
was not
right.
something light.
Remember,
and this is the Son of God, this created the universe they're
right.
talking to.
And remember, it says they believed on him. He's challenged them. Do you really believe?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, oh, I believe. Oh, I'm a Christian. But they've got their own idea of Jesus. They've got a different Jesus from the one in the Bible. But anyway, go ahead, Tom. This is a libelous charge. And Jesus says in verse 49, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. So now he's talking to them again about the Father. This was a new term, Tom. You didn't hear it in the Old Testament. And this is something the Aquarian Gospel and some books like this try to say, that Jesus studied under the gurus in India or Tibet and so forth. And if he had, he would have had to honor his guru. But he used a term that the rabbis didn't like and the gurus never heard of, my Father in heaven. My Father in heaven. And he said, I honor my Father. You dishonor me, and I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Wow, that's shocking. He says, I'm not seeking my own glory. And, Tom, that, I guess, is one of the biggest temptations, to play to the audience, play to the gallery, you know, mm-hmm. and say things that please people. That's a temptation for pastors, temptation for preachers. It could be a temptation for us in our ministry. We don't want to offend a donor. We want to gather as many people as we can, because, after all, that's where our support comes from, is from the people on our mailing list. And some comes in from people who listen to us. We never ask for anything. But we could be tempted. We don't want to offend anybody. Be careful now. Just kind of compromise just a little bit. And we can build a kingdom for ourselves. Jesus says...
Well, we'd probably delude ourselves into saying or thinking it's really for the Lord, but we're reaping the goodies, as it were.
Yeah, I think there are a number of pastors, a number of evangelists, TV evangelists and so forth, who would do well to heed, and Tom, we want to heed it day after day.
We better.
Who would do well to heed what Jesus said, beware when all men speak well of thee, for so spake they of the false prophets that were before you. Who was it? Billy Sunday, who said you got to make them either mad, sad, or glad. But don't leave them the way they were before you started dealing with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dave, on the other hand, we get letters from people who, hey, you got to use the word paranoid. In other words, what they say, they're under great persecution for, and this is the more persecution, the better, because they know they're doing the Lord's work. And people think we like controversy. Forget it. This is not what we're about, although it sort of comes with where God has us, the territory, as it were.
We have to speak the truth, and if people don't like the truth, we cannot change. Sometimes people say to me, I mean, often they encourage me, say, I'm praying for you. Now just keep standing for the truth. and I say, I don't have any alternative. Because one day, the older I get, of course, the more I realize this, one day I'm standing before God. I often tell him, Lord, that frightens me. It's so awesome that I'm going to face
Dave, wait.
The creator of the universe.
Yeah, but you just talked about earlier in the program about having a personal, intimate relationship.
That's,
and so
that's true.
How do you reconcile
that? That's true. But I know it's only by his grace.
Right.
It's only through the blood of Christ. I don't have any claim upon him. But he didn't seek his own. He sought his Father's glory. And we must seek his glory and not our own.
Dave, we have about a minute left, and you know, I hate to add this to this note, but I'm a little bit slow. Why do you think, in a minute, why do you think the term Father isn't used in the Old Testament as it is in the New, or not referred to?
Well,
come on, Dave, we only got a few seconds.
Yeah, Jesus was the one who came from the Father. It is mentioned in the Old Testament. Uh-huh. Kissed the Son, although, yeah, Isaiah 9:6, his name is the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have it, but not to the extent that Jesus reveals it to us, because he comes as a representative of the Father. No one had ever done that before. And he can say, I am my Father and one. Tom, it's fantastic to know that God is your Father, but he is not the Father of everyone. We are the children of our earthly parents. We have to be born of the Spirit of God, into the family of God, to know God as our Father, and that comes only because Jesus Christ paid the penalty for our sins. We hope you all believe in and trust Him as your Savior.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. And now, to tell you more about our ministry, here's TBC Executive Director Tom McMahon.
The name the Berean Call is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, where we find the Apostle Paul entering the synagogue in the Greek city of Berea, after he had just come from Thessalonica. To these Bereans, he preached that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah sent from God. They were commended for being noble or fair-minded, not only for their willingness to hear what Paul had to say about the matter, but more specifically because they searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether or not what the apostle was saying was found in God's Word. That's what we hope to encourage through this ministry. Hopefully, we can help mobilize believers in Christ to action in obedience to the scriptural command to earnestly contend for the faith, found in Jude 3. And finally, our prayer is that we can be used of God to stimulate Christians to look to the Bible alone as their rule of faith, authority, and practice in living lives pleasing to our Lord and Savior. Gary?
Books, tapes, CD-ROM, our internet website, and other items are just some of the materials we make available for you serious students of God's Word. And don't forget about our special offer, a free copy of our new video, Should Christians Be Concerned About Harry Potter, to all new subscribers to our free monthly newsletter. Just mention Search the Scriptures Daily when you call or write. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 0542. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. Next week, Dave and Tom will continue their series of programs based on Dave Hunt's book, In Defense of the Faith. And, when Jesus prayed, was he praying to himself? Is capital punishment biblical? We'll take a look at that story and examine the question, does Romans 9 teach Calvinism? We hope you can join us. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. In the meantime, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily.
For more information about the Berean Call and a free subscription to our monthly newsletter, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.